Hey, 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 it's your favorite career coach, Crystal Williams, and you are now tuned in to the Peculiar Career Chit Chat Podcast. I'm back in the Peculiar Palace on the mic again this week to not only empower and position you to be all you can be to thrive in your career, but to also give you peculiar strategies that infuse faith to accelerate in your 9-to-5 career journey. Let's jump into the episode. Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to the Career Prosperity Prayer Call. Y'all, as usual, I am just so elated to join each and every one of you all collectively to say to the Lord, thank you. Thank you, Lord, for who you are. Thank you, Lord, for waking us up this morning. Thank you, Lord, for starting us on our way and making a way out of no way. Thank you, Lord, for breathing a breath of fresh air down our lungs and saying, child, I have more for you to do. So wake up, wake up. I need for you to do what? Be intentional. How many of y'all know that God, when he wakes us up, he's very intentional about that. He's super intentional about who he taps on the shoulder to say, hey, child, I need you to wake up. Hey, child, I need you to do this. Hey, child, I need you to go forth and conquer and do and be all that I have called you to be. Not what the world has called you to be, but all that I have called you to be. So if you are able to be in the chat, just say, I'm going to be intentional. I'm intentional. I am intentional. And look, going on the word intentional, it was super intentional that I played the song intentional, because how many of y'all know that just he's so intentional. He's so purposeful. God has a plan laid out just for us, just for us. And each plan, believe it or not, is different. Your plan that God has laid out for you may look very similar to somebody else's, but the path that we take to get to said destination is very unique, is very different. And for that, we thank God for allowing us to see clearly that he is intentional and that he is going to guide and direct every footstep along the path that he has designed specifically for us. Whew, yes, I didn't have all that in my notes, but let me tell you, that's what happens when you let the Holy Spirit run and let the Holy Spirit have its way. All right. All right, so let's get into it. So happy September, y'all. Happy September. Yes, it is a holiday in the US of A. So for those listening globally, listen, y'all can take a holiday too if y'all want. But this is a holiday. But as I say on every time that we have a holiday or have the prayer call on a holiday, we don't take a holiday from the Lord. That's one thing we don't take a holiday. We don't take a holiday from praying. We don't take a holiday from saying, God, I need you. We don't do that. But we do take a holiday and say, look, we need to rest, right? We do need to rest our body. And so I encourage each and every one of you all this morning to rest yourselves, rest your mind, rest your body, and be intentional with the rest. If you've been listening to the prayer call for the past few weeks, I said on August 11th that I'm in my rest era. And I know some of you have joined me in that process of being in your rest era. And so if you are still in your rest era, continue to rest. Be intentional about that, okay? And so, all right. I'm gonna try to follow my notes this morning, but I'm just so excited in my spirit. And so I want to go back to one of the songs I played during the jam session. It was entitled, I Understood the Assignment. I Understood the Assignment. And so I can truly say, y'all, that God definitely has me and my family on assignment. Hello. We are on assignment. And so let me remind you of what the lyric states. It said, I understood the assignment. God said, go. He gave me the green light. I didn't move slow. Pressure turned into purpose. I caught a flow. Listen, how many of y'all know that God has given us an assignment? I was just talking about the plan that God has laid out for each and every one of us, and it's different. Same thing, God has given us an assignment, right? But how many of y'all just hear the assignment but want to execute slowly? You want to execute slowly. You're like, I know you gave me this assignment, Lord, but because I don't see the pathway clear, because I don't see what's ahead of me, I might move slow. I'm gonna sit there with you because I've been there. I've been there with moving slow on the assignments. But let me tell you, in this season, when God said go, we went, and it's gonna make sense in a few minutes. It's gonna make sense. We went. Yes, he gave us the green light, and we went. We didn't move slow about it. The pressure turned into purpose for real. Well, pressure will turn into purpose. And we caught a flow. How many of y'all know being in the flow of God is where you want to be? I know people say all the time, oh, just go with the flow. Just go with the flow. But I don't want to just go with anybody's flow. I want to go with the God flow. I want to go with the flow of God. The flow of God. The rivers, the flow of God. Because God will make a way out of no way, literally. Make a way out of no way. So if we're going to go with the flow, we're going to go with the flow of the Lord. Okay? All right. And so, look, all I just need y'all to say in the chat, girl, stick to your notes. All right. So let's get into it. Let's get into it. Okay. So August 11th, I said we were in our rest era, right? We were in our rest era. But it's September 1st today. And I can confidently say God was putting me in a rest era because he is now ushering my family and I into a season of transition, a season of movement. And when I think about a season or seasons of transitions or movement, I can't help but think about the phrase intentional execution. Intentional execution. Right. And so during seasons of transitions in life, the Lord spoke to me so clearly and said, it's a requirement. When you are in a season of transition, it's a requirement that you must be intentional, that you must be vigilant, that you must be focused, that you must be obedient, and that you must be faithful. So again, intentional, vigilant, focused, obedient, and faithful in seasons of transitions. And so I don't know where you're at right now in this phase of your life, but if you find yourself to be in a season of transition or a season of intentional execution, just be loud in the chat, like, hey, that's me, or that's going to be me, because I need to move with intention, not in just in this season of life, but in every season of life. I need to move with intention, because how many of y'all know we can't be wasting time? We can't be twiddling our thumbs and saying, maybe tomorrow, maybe the next day, maybe next year. No, we have to move with intention. Because how many of y'all know the enemy or anything that is coming against us, be moving with intention, be moving purposely? Because the attacks be for real. The attacks be for real. And so if the attacks be for real, we know that the enemy be moving with intention. Therefore, we have to have what intentional or be intentional with our executions, intentional with our execution. So let me go all the way into it this morning. And so when you really think about a season of transition, or when you really think about moving with intention, there is a challenge there's a challenge, a natural challenge that comes with that, but there's also a beautiful experience that comes with that as well. A beautiful experience that comes with moving in intention, but there are challenges. We're just not going to pretend like there are not going to be challenges, right? And so when we find ourselves in these moments, there are 5 requirements, like I shared with you. Again, I'm saying these over and over again on purpose. So be intentional in this moment, be vigilant, be focused, be obedient, and be faithful. And so let's break it all the way down. What does it mean to be intentional? To be intentional, my friends, means to act with purpose. It's about moving forward with deliberate choice. All of us have a choice, right? So moving forward with deliberate choice, not by chance. It's making a conscious decision to align your thoughts, your words and actions with God's will for your life. I was just in church yesterday, and one of the things that they were talking about in church was be careful of how you speak about into yourself. And ultimately, this is you being careful how you speak over yourself or how you speak over your situations that you're facing in life. And so when you're being intentional with everything in this season, intentional execution requires you to be careful of how you speak about your situation. It requires you to align your what, like I said, your thoughts, your words and actions with God's will for your life. Is you coming into agreement, literally saying, amen, Lord. Amen, Lord, for what you have for me. Amen, Lord, for what you have for me. Okay? And so a verse that I want to highlight is Proverbs 16:9, and it states, the heart of a man plans his way, but the Lord establishes his step. Ooh. How many of y'all know that it's always good to allow the Lord to establish your steps rather than ourselves? And we are called to plan and act with intention, trusting that God will guide every pathway that he is leading us down. Okay. And so that was intentional. Vigilant. Let's talk about being vigilant. To be vigilant is to be watchful and alert, to stay awake to what is happening in our spiritual lives and our surroundings, right? It's a call to be sober-minded and aware of the enemy's tactics. Ooh, like I said, when you're in a season of transition and you're literally being intentional about your execution, there's a beautiful side to it, but there's also a challenging side. And that challenging side is we got to be vigilant because the enemy is always lurking. He has so many tactics to stop us, right? To stop us. But we come against that in Jesus' name. We come against any trick, plot, plan of the enemy right now in Jesus' name. And we cast it. All the tricks of the enemy down. We cast it down. And so, like I was saying, minded, you have to be sober-minded and aware of the enemy's tactics, especially during times of uncertainty. Uncertainty, because what? This is the time when we are most vulnerable. The enemy is so, the tricks of the enemy are so old, and he will kick us when we are down. But basically what I just said, when we are at our most vulnerable point. So it's so important to stay watchful, alert, or in other words, be vigilant during your seasons of execution and when you are intentionally executing on the assignment God has given you. Okay. And so I want to highlight 1 Peter 5:8 here. It says, be sober-minded, be watchful. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour. And that someone is just that someone is us. But how many of y'all know we will not allow the weapons to be formed? Well, the weapons gonna be formed, but we won't allow them to prosper, right? We're not gonna allow them to prosper. And so even though 1 Peter 5:8 gives us this warning, because it's a warning, it says your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour. Whoo, that's not a warning. I don't know what is. And so because we know of this, we have to be vigilant. And vigilance is our spiritual defense, okay? It's our spiritual defense, okay? And so let's go on to focus. We talked about intention. We talked about vigilant. We are focused. Because in this season, you have to be focused. And so that means to have a clear aim. It's a clear aim, and to keep our eyes fixed on the goal, or to keep our eyes fixed on the assignment God has called us to go after, right? In this season of transition, distractions can pull us off course. Distractions can look like comparison. Distractions can look like, oh, I don't have the provision, but the Lord is our provider, right? The Lord is our shepherd, and we lack what? Nothing. Okay, so don't allow distractions, even from people, right? People will distract you by putting their fears on you, or projecting their fears on you, and projecting their fears because they, of course, they may be, you know, intentional about, you know, keeping you safe or whatever. But really, it's like, no, we hear what they're saying, and we get that in our spirit, and we just like, ooh, I don't know. All this doubt, all this fear floods our mind. But how many of y'all know that's really a distraction? A distraction to what? Pull us off course. And we don't have time for that. We don't have time for that. And so focus, again, is about setting our gaze on Christ. So during this season of transition or movement, we have to really stay focused and in alignment with Christ, right? Who is the author and perfecter of what? Our faith. He is the beginning and the end. He is the Alpha and Omega. He is the one that holds our future in his hands. He holds our future, right? No one else. The world doesn't hold our future. Our family doesn't hold our future, but the Lord holds our future in his hands, right? And so Hebrews 12:2 states, let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, not looking to man, not looking to our jobs, not looking to, you know, our business ventures or whatever is going on, not looking to our business partners, not looking elsewhere, but looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith. And it says focus is about keeping our spiritual eyes on the prize, which is Christ himself, period. And that's Hebrews 12:2. All right, so let's get into obedience. Obedience is the act of submitting our will to God. How many of y'all struggle with obedience? Just be real with yourself. How many of y'all really struggle with being obedient, right? I can truly say I struggle with being obedient, but I have gone through so much, but that obedience is like, if God say jump, I'm like, how high? If God say go, I'm like, where and when, okay? And so we have to get to a point in our walk with Christ. And honestly, it takes time. And it can, like, you can, like, revert back to your old ways again, or your old ways, and be like, well, God, I know you said this, but I'm not sure about that. And then it'll be another season of your life, like, well, God, where are we going? Or what we doing, and how far, how when, how soon, okay, today, okay, that's what we doing, all right? That's what obedience looks like. It's an act of trust that his way is better than our own, even when it doesn't make sense in the moment. We're just going to stay right there, because obedience does not make sense It don't make sense. And it may not ever make sense to you. But all you have to do is stay steadfast and trust that the Lord is going to guide you down every pathway. And obedience is the key, my friends. It's the key that unlocks God's blessings and guidance during the season of transition. I could truly say that because we are making moves, and I didn't even share, but the Lord has led us to go back to our hometown, and we're just like, okay, this is you, Lord. This is you saying this, and we just walking, literally walking by faith, like, okay, what's next? Where we going? What we doing? And long story short, we on assignment, period, right? We on assignment. We on assignment. And so I want to bring your attention to John 14, 15. It states, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. Obedience is an act of love. And it is in our obedience that we find clarity and direction. I can truly testify that I have a little bit more clarity on the directions that we are going to take, a little bit more clarity in the business ventures that we should start right away, the business ventures or just things that need to be done in life in this season, right? A little bit more clarity. And so God, when you are obedient, he will clear up the confusion that you may, or the chaos that you may be feeling in your life. You're like, it's so much confusion. It's so much going on. I can't even think clearly. That's because you ain't made no decision, or you just like in delayed obedience, which is really disobedience. And so I encourage you to be obedient in this season, because clarity is on the other side of that. Okay. All right. And last but not least, my friends, faithful. We must be faithful in a season of transition. Faithful. Faithful is to be constant and loyal, to trust in God's character and promises, even when the future is uncertain. Faithfulness is the unwavering belief that God is who he says he is, and he will do what he has promised to do. How many of y'all know God is a promise keeper? He is a promise keeper. He will keep his promise. We can't rely on man to keep this promise, but we can certainly rely on our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, our Heavenly Father, to keep his promises, right? We can rely on him to keep his promises. And so I want to draw your attention to 2 Timothy 2, verse 13. 2 Timothy 2, verse 13. And it reassures us that if we are faithless, he remains faithful, for he cannot deny himself. Okay. It says, if we are faithless, he remains faithful, for he cannot deny himself. God is always faithful, and we are called to reflect his nature by being faithful in every season, especially during a transition or when you are moving with intention, or the phrase I said in the beginning, if you are moving intentionally or intentional execution. If intentional execution is where you're at in this season and what you're doing, then you got to be faithful. You got to be faithful and trust God to lead you every step of the way. All right. So to recap what we talk about in the season of transition, we must be what? Intentional, vigilant, focused, obedient, and faithful, my friends. Okay. So as we navigate the transitions of life, let us be all those things. Most importantly, have us be focused on Christ, obedient to his will, and faithful to what? His promises. All right? All right, you all. Let's get into this good word of prayer. Lord, Father God, I thank you. I thank you for your sons and your daughters under the sound of my voice, God. I thank you for every person that has showed up, who is listening, who is listening to you attentively, who is being intentional in this season with their execution, Lord, who is really trusting that you will guide their footsteps, God. God, we thank you for the uncertain times. We thank you for being with us in the uncertain times. We thank you for giving us the endurance to persevere during the times we're just like, okay, God, I know you said this. So, when and where, Lord, what are we doing? What are we doing? And God, let us know that this is just a step of trusting. This is just a part of trusting you and trusting the process that you are taking us through. Because God, let us be reminded that when we are trusting the process, that is, we're trusting that you will mold us and shape us and build us up into who you have called us to be and to share with us everything that you have called us to do in this season. The word says that he will withhold nothing from us. Withhold nothing from us. So God, we just stand on that promise that you will direct every pathway, every way that you have made for us, God. We thank you for your divine direction, for your divine protection in this season. Lord, we thank you for the hedge of protection. We thank you for dispatching your angels to go before us. We thank you for dispatching your angels to surround us in this season, Lord. God, we thank you for allowing us to be intentional. We thank you for allowing us to be vigilant in this season. Thank you for allowing us to stay focused and not to just stay focused on, you know, the distractions, but to stay focused on you, and allowing us to be obedient and helping us to remain faithful in this season to you, because we already know that you're going to remain faithful to us even when we are faithless. So God, we thank you. We thank you in advance for making a way out of no way. We thank you in advance for showing up for us, even sometimes when we don't feel like showing up for ourselves. God, we thank you for setting the atmosphere in places we haven't even stepped foot in. We thank you for allowing people that we don't even know to know us, Lord, to know us and to say a prayer for us and to have us on their mind when opportunities arise. God, let us know that the opportunity is from you. Give us a sign. Let us know. Confirm it over and over again that this is the opportunities that we seek are literally and truly from you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. So God, we thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your favor in every situation that we may face in this season of our lives. And for that, God, we say thank you. In Jesus' precious name, I pray. Amen and amen. All right, you all, go forth and conquer. Have a wonderful, blessed, and productive work week. And I will catch you back up here next time. Thank you for joining me in the Peculiar Palace for another episode of the Peculiar Career Chit Chat Podcast. I pray this episode empowered and inspired you to go forth and conquer your career journey. So I'll catch you here next time.